We are talking to, on the phone right now, Mr. Puakea Nogelmeyer, and I'm already nervous because this is, you are one of the greatest artists as far as Hakumele, and a well-renowned, well-respected professor at University of Hawaii Manoa campus, and a thousand other accolades that I cannot even, I'm not even worthy to recite.
Now that makes me nervous.
Oh,
now
no.
I'm going to sound like I'm somebody.
You are somebody.
I'm really just the neighbor.
Indeed.
But, I want to comment, you know, the song Kelly, you just finished singing.
Yes. Yes.
He wrote that as a final exam in my poetry class.
Is that right?
And he wrote it, he'd forgotten that it was due that day, so he wrote it on the plane on the way over.
Oh, nothing like waiting till the last minute to do your homework.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, la. And of course it became just a winner of a song. He does a beautiful job, but that's where, you know, talent fires up. Oh, yeah, la.
That's right. Absolutely right. So, Puakea, we are so honored to have you talking to us this morning because we are going to have the great honor of seeing you this evening at E Kanikapila Kako, which is a wonderful session in which we get to hear you and talk with you in a more casual atmosphere down at the Hilton Kauai Beach. And that'll be this evening. And
that's at, what, 6 o'clock? We're flying over in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there for maybe late lunch and maybe a nap.
Very good.
We're real excited to come. I have never been to Kanikapila Kako, and I've heard about it, and I've always heard that it was a fun event and whatnot.
When I was invited, actually,
I laughed. Carol Yosuda, who's your coordinator for
that's
that.
That's correct.
And she and I have known each other for a long, long time, and we did a workshop at Koke'e last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a follow-up to that, she invited me to E Kanikapila Kako. And when I said, as a what? And she said, as a singer, as a presenter. And I laughed out loud, of course, because I'm not in the same realm as the other folks that you have come.
We usually have music artists, recording artists.
Yeah, and so I told her, I said, you know, I don't even sing on key all the time. And she said, oh, come on, I heard you sing. It's all my
time. You have a beautiful voice.
But even when I sing, I'm a double bass.
Yes.
So it's like, in your collection, how many tuba melodies have you got? You know, how many tuba CDs? So, but we talked at length before I said, yeah, because I said, you know, I sing at home, and I sing for people who I love, and I sing where the meaning is more important than the presentation, because I'm no professional. I write in perfect pitch is all I can offer. You know, when I write music, it always is okay on paper.
Then, so, but executing.
But she said that is a lot of it's about stories, and it's about why those songs exist and what they mean, what they really are supposed to get across. So she said that's the fun of this time to do that. So we are really excited.
Okay,
I'm bringing, you know who's coming with me? I don't know if they announced
who's
it.
Who's that?
Haolia Kaka.
Wow.
Who would have been my little brother, but he had different parents. And Lolena Nicholas.
How nice.
Who is been the teacher for Punanaleo since it started, but our travel buddy with Kaleo Hawaii, we had a radio show with the three of us.
Uh-huh.
Took on Kaleo Hawaii when Larry Kimura moved to Hilo.
Oh, yeah.
And did that for about 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
Traveled around together as a threesome, so we're accustomed to going out and having fun together.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We want you to be comfortable and share with us. Now, we know that you're known so much for your hakumele. You do a lot of collaboration with different artists like Kili'i Raishel. Yes?
Done a lot with Kili'i.
And so many other artists. I've seen your name, I swear, on just about everybody's album in the credits.
Oftentimes that's... well, sometimes it's, if I'm lucky, they sing one of my songs. I love to hear my songs sung well by somebody as talented as Kelly'i or Raiatea or Kenna. But oftentimes it's because I helped with wording or I helped with pronunciation or I helped liner notes. Or
yes.
Because I'm sort of, you know, just...
You're so giving of your time. You've even been so kind as to help me correct me when I'm emailing you.
At your request.
Oh, yes, please.
Otherwise, people will think, of course, had my teacher's always red pen out.
The teacher always. But you're so giving of your time and your efforts, and that's something that we all greatly appreciate. Now, this evening we have to look forward to perhaps you talking about a little bit about your book too as well. Hiaka Kapole Opele.
Well, we had a request by email from one of your lovely kupuna on that site. Won't I please at least read a snippet? Because she read the book and was not in love with it. She was in lust with it.
Wow.
She said it was
a great love story.
It is. It's a great adventure story. It's a great, you know, so many.
Better than Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah. Well, as exciting. It's definitely global. It's world literature. And to make it available both for the Hawaiian language audience and for the English audience.
Yes.
That was a real, we're all feeling very victorious just to get it out.
Wonderful work. 4 years, no?
Well, it was probably 4 years from start until we handed it off. We finished that translation in 2 years.
Just 2 years.
Yeah, if there was an Olympics for, translation
marathon
book preparation. Just because we knew we didn't have the funding or the luxury of time to make it run longer. So we just all worked harder. There was a big group that worked and polished. And once we finished the draft translation, you know, we had readings. We would sit mostly at my house. Someone would read in English, and two or three would follow to make sure that it's running smoothly, that it's marked correctly. And then two or three would follow in Hawaiian. To make sure that was smoothly covering every bit of data from the Hawaiian language. So those readings, we went through the text 7 times.
Oh, my.
If you can imagine. It's 500 pages long. So that was its own sort of carnival of, or festival almost, of story.
Wow.
So it was fun. We'll be doing it again probably next summer with a new text, A New History of Kamehameha.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's just kind of wrapping up this spring. By summer, we should be into, you know, that whole process of reading and checking and smoothing and doing the last flow on it. Really, it's enriching. It's so positive.
See, there's something with Hawaiian, and you're a self-described, go ahead to say it.
What's that?
Haole?
I'm a haole maole. I'm a real, honest to goodness import.
Absolutely. Straight, like I said, straight out of the cold from Minnesota.
I lived in Minnesota in the bitter cold for 11 years. I went there when I was 7 and I left when I was 18. I'm sure it both scarred me and developed me for the rest of my life.
Well, now we're talking to Pu'akea Nogelmeyer, who is, as we say, raised in Minnesota and other parts of the mainland. Yeah, you lived a little bit in California, but
there's California.
And to come here and now to the distance that you have come to become one of our most renowned, treasured, educated scholars in Hawaiian studies is just phenomenal to me. You have no Hawaiian blood, not genealogy wise anyway, but you have certainly the heart and the mind of a true Hawaiian, and I mean that with the highest respect. And tell us what led you this way.
You know, it's and it's a funny story that gets told because, you know, I wasn't supposed to be here. I was coming to Hawaii for a weekend on my way to Japan.
A stopover.
Yeah. I'm 18 and I'm on my walkabout is the best I can offer. I mean, dumber than a box of rocks.
Kihele.
Yeah, kihele, kihele. And just imi ikahi e punanai. Just to look for a place that, in Australia, the Aborigines do a walkabout.
Yes.
That sort of brings you into adulthood.
It's sort of like what the dogs do when they run away from home, just go kihele, wandering about a little bit, come home later.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
so this is your stage in life.
And it settles the heart, right? Mm. So two friends were coming to Hawaii, but I had no interest really in Hawaii. But I'd come this far with them. I'd be here for the weekend. I'm supposed to pick up a passport and my ticket to Japan on Monday. So when we come in, when we leave San Diego Airport on Friday, I lose my wallet in the airport. So my birth certificate, my money, I can't pick up a passport. I can't get my ticket over here. And,
persona non grata.
Yeah. So had to wait here. And so my weekend extended. I didn't get my birth certificate for 4 or 6 weeks or something
like that.
When
mom decided to go down to the Department of...
she wasn't real accustomed to the administrative side of it. And she's sort of chuckling about it, because she'd been nervous about her boy is going off on an undetermined walk. Yeah. And before I'd left, she'd said, well, I can't hold you back, but I'm terribly afraid for this. Mm. I just, don't be afraid, Mom, you know. Well, okay, so by the time birth certificate came, it just didn't seem to be any real rush to get to Japan, and the month turned into a year, and...
And now you were like one of those, almost like what we call the hippies, living on the beach in Makaha at some point.
I'm a little young for the movement. I'm 72, you know, that's supposedly they've called an end to the hippie movement, but I'm... you know, I have hair down to the middle of my chest, and I weigh about 120 pounds, and I'm...
You're one of them.
Yep, definitely. This a lovely lady from Waianae left 5 years ago, I think, you know, she runs into me at something, and here I am now, I'm Dr. So-and-so and whatnot. And she laughs, and she says, I remember when I first saw you in Makaha, and I thought, somebody go kill him, because he's too nice and he's too little.
Oh my!
But you know, nobody ever did. I lived in Waianae for 12 years. Really?
Are you kidding? I'm scared. I'm a big titter, and I'm scared to go Waianae.
And I never ever had any dilemma in Waianae.
Oh, you got the right heart. That's why.
Never. But things were different then, I might say.
Yeah, even then,
you get along or you don't get along,
right.
And I tend to get along.
Obviously.
When given a choice, I'd rather get along.
Yeah. So, never not a fighter.
So I ended up that took me into hula, actually.
Yes.
I was there for a couple of years. I was a jeweler. I was a goldsmith, silversmith.
How cool is that?
And it was fun. A settling torch is the most fun you can have at home.
You're all boy.
Don't pass that around. Don't let your
children. You're all boy. There's no question.
But really, melting silver and gold is just—it's hypnotic. It's wonderful, and there's a magic.
It's a trade that's thousands of years old.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I understand the magic of it. The physics of metal is really pretty remarkable stuff. So, you know, the 22 karat gold melts just a second before 24 karat gold.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you got to watch all this. It's an art. I thought I would do that for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up, one of our co-crafter types did beautiful batik work with Hawaiian motifs.
This is...
Millie Allen.
Millie Lani.
So she told us about us. She wanted to open a men's class and... one thing and the next, all the crafters, motley crew, by the way, end up in her first men's class.
And this is a mix of, like, Haole and local boys.
Total and mix of, and boys. Some of them are 40s. Some of them are, I'm in my 20s, I guess. I'm probably 20.
And you're the skinniest and fairest of them all.
Oh, definitely. I am. and not the best of them, let me tell you.
And the kapa is falling off your hips.
It was tricky to keep that malo going. But, you know, I was never the best dancer in the line, but totally filled up my heart and my head. It just did. That was like a degree in where I lived.
And then came the evening that Auntie Edith Kanaka'ole, was it, that gave you her name?
Actually,
Auntie Mikey. Auntie Mikey.
Yeah.
And tell me about that evening. So now you're sitting there minding your own business.
Minding our collective business.
Mm-hmm.
This is, she used to borrow our dancers, especially our guys. So, she borrowed us for some performance, and we're after the performance at the Shell, I think it was. So we're at this thank you luau, And we have to be polite because we got a long ride home. We all got to go back to Waianae. So we're waiting for all the everybody ate already. You know, we've been, and so
waiting for the speeches to end.
And I swear Mikey was thanking everybody in the Honolulu phone book. And so we're not paying a lot of attention, I got to admit. You know, we're kind of, okay, when she's pal, we go.
We're going bad, yeah.
Yeah, and so then she starts talking about this guy that we never heard of anyway. Poor Kea, he's this and this and this. And he's the man with the spirit. And points to me and says, so stand up and show them who you are.
And she's pointing at you.
Yeah, I'm pointing at me, and so I look behind me because I don't know who she's talking to, and because I haven't been listening, in all honesty. And so, you know, she keeps going, well, stand up and show them who you are. And she's talking on about he lives in Waianae, and he, you know, da da da.
And you're going, and, sound familiar, but who's that?
Yeah, and my hula brothers and sisters are going,
stand up.
I think it's, she's talking to you. And so finally I stand up, I'm blushing to, you know, because I know she's not talking to me, you know, but that's not my name. So then she goes on real smoothly, keeps introducing, this is Pukea, he's da 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 da. And so I sit down and I just think, she forgot who I am. You know, she got me confused.
She's mixing you up with somebody
else.
Somebody
else. So as we leave, we're a little ways away from her, and she kind of calls over and says, that was my name when I entered the hula. And now it's your name. And so then Mililani explained, because she was, you know, Mililani is kind of Ma'ata, Mikey style.
Right.
But had to explain all about what
that's
naming
huge.
Is about and why.
That's huge.
Why it's important that, you know, if that was her name, well, that gives it more import.
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 la. So a real honor. And that it was an honor, you know, because, and I laugh today, you know, people go, poor Kea, what's that mean? I say, well, white flower. As a verse to whole wheat. But of course, so you don't confuse it with. But, you know, it's a great honor. And, you know, looking back, I think probably one of the pivot points where you start to pay attention a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And now you've studied, like me, I've studied Hawaiian language in school. We're talking to Pu'ukea Nogomaya, by the way, just for those of you that are just tuning in, to Pu'ukea Nogomaya. Marvin.
Yeah, there you
Pu'ukea
go.
Pu'ukea Nogomaya, and he will be performing and sharing with us, I should say. I like to use the word sharing. Sharing with us is mana'o, his craft, his knowledge, this evening from 6 to 9 at the Kauai Beach Resort at Kanikapila Kako, and among many great talents joining him, Ho'oli Akaka, and...
Yeah.
And Lolena?
Lolena Nicholas.
Nicholas. And so we're looking forward to joining Pu'ukea this evening. And it's a great opportunity. And now Pu'ukea, this is like me. I learned, you know, Hawaiian. My parents were of the generation that was forbidden to speak anything but English, even when they went home.
Yeah, well,
and
everybody wanted success.
Exactly. And now I learned Hawaiian academically at Kamehameha and at UH. And I still say there's a difference between learning it academically and, as I would say, learning it naturally.
Yeah.
And you had the great privilege of both.
Yeah, really. And, you know, and I still encourage my students. I tell them, you know, we can work with you for 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We put up the pohale. We put up the...
the grabber.
You know, yeah, well...
The structure.
Yeah, and we build you the pillars of the house if you work with us. But... To really get the thatching, you have to get out there and use it. And you have to work with the people for whom that's their first language. So, you know, there's a huge body of recorded material, but there's still people who speak Hawaiian today.
Yeah.
And pili, you know, get out there and pili with them.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was in my 20s, now I had met up with Mr. Kelsey. There's, to make a long story even shorter, is, you know, I decided I wanted to learn Hawaiian after a time. In the 70s, there weren't a whole lot of places to learn it if you weren't in a university class.
Right.
So, and I wasn't headed there. I was a non-academic then. So, run into this old gentleman, Mr. Kelsey. He agrees. Well, he said no, he couldn't teach, but he'd talk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's all you need.
Yeah,
Auntie Edith
McKenzie gave us entry stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Kelsey would let me talk, and he'd talk back. And then I started going to school, because then I started up at Leeward with Naomi Loesch. But I went to Mr. Kelsey 3 days a week. And my peers, you know, these are a bunch of kids in their 20s. They're going, oh, we're going to Kiana, make trouble today, or we're going to go up tentless, or we're going to go, you know, some fun thing. And it'd be like, oh, now it's Tuesday. I got to go see Mr. Kelsey. And they just, they'd be taken like, aback, you know. It's like, well, what's up with you and that old man? Well, he's expecting me. And, you know, it's, I just go and went for 10 years.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, real good for me, real big benefit for me. He just, you know, he opened up and hosted. And, of course, June Gumanis made that real possible because she took care of him.
She's his caretaker. Now, he's an elderly man. He was born like 1891. He's an older dude, right?
Yeah, he was 88 when I met him.
Wow.
And was hey, the
lucky,
oldest
lucky
living...
you.
I had
to the Kupuna.
Nobody in my whole family ever lived that long.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't even know how to...
The frozen tundra doesn't make you live longer.
It just seems longer. but in years, I don't think it works. And my gene pool is sort of shallow and muddy.
It's
so.
A little thin, okay. But so lucky for you, this is Theodore Kelsey, and he spoke Hawaiian, like I said, naturally. He grew up speaking Hawaiian.
Well, he came to Hilo when he was like two or three. He lived on Kauai, actually, when his mother came here as a teacher in 1892 or 1893 and came to Hanamaulu.
Oh, oh yeah.
And then moved to Hilo in 1894, maybe.
Yeah.
So he's raised in Hilo. And in Hilo in the 1890s, if you didn't speak Hawaiian, you didn't have any friends. So all the kids his age spoke Hawaiian. So he had to learn Hawaiian. Oh. He wasn't a native speaker. He was a second language speaker, but good timing on it to learn it as a kid is always easier.
Right, right.
You know, because your head isn't full of all the other stuff that we fill it up with.
This is true.
But so he gained a great fluency. And his great love and the thing that we played with a lot was poetry. And I didn't know until a lot later that how valuable that was.
Yeah.
You know, I look at stuff today and think back to a discussion I had with Mr. Kelsey.
Yeah.
And, you know, the insight suddenly makes sense. You know,
when
you say, well, you know, this is so unusual here, or, you know, this calls out, you know, you have to pay attention because being here is like a flag.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
So things like that, you know, that, you know, it's still always unfolding.
I understand your manao there, you know, where I try and give my Hawaiian word of the day for vocabulary word. I try to not just stick to the dictionary definition. I try to delve into the innuendo, the what it implies, and the kind of the feeling behind it, rather than not just the dictionary cold definition.
And
that's where learning poetry and writing songs is a whole different depth and dynamic, a different dynamic to the language.
Yeah, because really the dictionary is meant to be just, it's a tool.
Yes.
And you wouldn't eat dinner with a pliers.
Yes.
So there's more.
Well, I'd try to eat dinner with just about anything, but yes, I know what you mean.
But, you know, there's more nuanced things. And can I give an example for your word
please.
Of the day and use this one day?
Please.
I remember Mr. Kelsey one day, he treated words like they were pearl. And we'd be at breakfast and he'd go, do you know the word, you know, da-da. And I remember one day him saying, do you know the word hilina'i?
Oh, yeah.
And I love the word hilina'i.
Yeah.
Trust. And I said, well, trust, na? And he said, but do you know why it means that? And he explained this is his understanding. He said, hili is when you entwine things that are the same, like hili lawa'e. You know, you hili the lawa'e. You know, but if you put different things together, it makes a haku, or it makes a, you know. So hili is to combine the things that are similar, and na'i is to conquer.
Yes.
And he says, so we conquer the distance between two points by the things that we share in common.
It.
So hili na'i is trust.
I love it.
Is it? I mean, that's
beautiful.
It's the way that he sort of wandered through the language.
Uh-huh.
He lived to be 96, and he never stopped being, you know, entertained and interested. And, you know, it was a good example, a good role model for me. And I was lucky to have him and to have a number of others that Kamuela Kumukahi, Kuipo's father.
Uh-huh.
If you know Kuipo Kumukahi,
yes,
our singer,
I do know her very well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and her father was another great.
He
filled up a big space in my head and my heart, and
that's great.
You know, became like my father, and big impact on what I do today.
She's told some great stories herself on our Talk Story series, and I had the great privilege of interviewing her for that. And she's a wealth of knowledge as well. And I'm so glad that you are here to share with us this evening. As again, we're talking to Pukia Nogobayar, who will be entertaining us this evening, with no doubt, entertaining us and educating us this evening at Ikani Kapila Kako, and that's from 6 to 9 at the Hilton Kauai Beach Resort. And or at least it was the Hilton before, it's Kauai Beach Resort. And we're so honored to have you here and sharing with us. And I know exactly what you mean. It's so lucky that we have our kupuna, and I always tell young people, cherish your kupuna, talk to them. I enjoy talking to kupuna more than people my age oftentimes. They have so much more to share, and I don't know.
I get teased because, you know, my play group from when I was in my 20s was usually up in the 80s.
Mm.
It was high.
Yeah.
And, lucky guy for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when we did the radio show, Kalea Hawaii, that was every week we got to meet and sit and talk story with, you know, somebody that we had cajoled into coming. You do a radio show, you know what it takes to get folks comfortable with coming and talking. And oftentimes the best conversation would happen after the show went off the air, of course.
Oh, see.
But it was wonderful and rich and fun. And
well, I tell you, I thank you for sharing your story with us this morning, and we look forward to hearing more from you. Here's another word that's that poetic word, like Mr. Kelsey taught you, which is mana'olana. And there's another one of those words that have the little bit of haku entwining with it, where mana'o is a thought and lana is buoyancy. And it means, in essence, mana'olana is defined as hope or confidence or expectation. And it's, yes, your thoughts are buoyant. Your thoughts are floating freely and happy. And that translates to hope or confidence. And that's exactly what I have expectations for this evening is
you
that you're going to be definitely one of our high points in the season. Definitely. So I thank you very much, Pukia. And I hope that I can continue to email you on occasion.
You are welcome to contact me anytime.
I'm
say I'm available, it's because everything I learned was given to me by people who made themselves available.
Well, you're very kind to turn and share and ha'avi, you know, so much of yourself. You're an open vessel. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, and we look forward to meeting you this evening.
We'll see you this evening.
And I hope so. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Pukia Nogobayar this evening at the Hilton Kauai Beach. Mai ahui ho, ma lama pono.
Ahui ho no.
Okay, thank you.